story or whatever, maybe in the YouTube video for it. Yeah. You know, I'm listening to Frank Zappa today. His last album, as you call it, symphony, composition, Civilization Phase 3. And well, I was a big Zappa fan when I was young. And then I started listening, well, sometimes, as we do now and then, to this music I listened much to when I was young. And I listened to this music now, his last thing he did with the synclavier and that orchestra that he sampled, and I mean, it's pretty genius music. I mean, it's difficult stuff, but there's something there. So I remember then the Zappa guys, went there in his concert, Stockholm, 70s, and I left that scene for a while, but now and then, even in the Hare Krishna movement, the Zappa guys just bounced into each other. And I'm thinking today that, you know, you have artists, because some they just want to become famous and have fans and money and all that, but I'm talking artists, people who are, you know, musicians or painters or filmmakers or writer, whatever, who really have something that they want to create, almost as if they are here to create it. It's just their destiny and mission in life, why they appeared here. I mean, sometimes it feels like that, and I would say that this is what we all should, if I dare to speak a little wisely here, I think we all should try and find that thing. Each one of us has his or her thing. And sometimes we, more often than not, I should say, by my own experience, we get led astray and find ourselves in places where we don't really feel that we maybe should be. But then we have learned something and we continue and we pull ourselves together and we gradually, hopefully, clear up a bit. And our minds and hearts and intellects and souls. So, but you know, they have, in my case, here's Mr. Zappa there, just, he was like that, I would say. Somebody writing music all the time, and just, I'm here to do this, and then work is done, bye-bye. And some of those, it's as if they make their final symphony or final work that way, really, like, oh, now it is time for me to finish my work. Now it is finished. Yeah. And then maybe, that's why I have respect for real artists, because sometimes you have to struggle financially, this and that, people, you know, some worshipping you in completely projected images of you, try to make money on you, bask in the light of a famous, some think you're crazy. But then here you are, and you create your creation. And then one here, one there finds it, and you are that kind of creative person, that kind of artist who you do your thing, not just flirting with the money makers and, you know, all these people with the cigars in their mouth, as Zappa used to call them. And, oh, can I become famous? How can I do this? How can I do that? And contracts and... But yes, here is my thing, and then we can see all of that music was real. I'm talking about Zappa specifically because it's a good example. You know, if you listen to their early music, the Mothers of Invention, it's the first album, Freak Out. It's really freaky for 1966 or whatever it was. So producers, the money people, they were freaked out themselves when they heard what these guys did. And many say, you know, when they hear Zappa, he's just strange. But then gradually, those, this personal here and another one there, mainly guys maybe, but not only, they got it. And that's my point here for all of you who are creative people. And it's something beautiful, actually, I think. Find your thing in life. Take an advice from an old man, an artist. Find your thing, really. I mean, that's part of the... the adventure here and the... exploration here. Explore ourselves here within, you know. But we know it, the thing I love, you know. But then sometimes we don't dare to do it because of social pressure from this or that side. So it takes courage. And you have to be ready to live simple life. And you will even find that when you live a life depending on God rather than on financiers, you may not have much of material things, but you have a I mean, it sounds maybe cliche, but you have a spiritual treasure. You will have life going on, real life, enjoyable life. And it's worth so much more than just some numbers called money on an account and stuff you can buy with them. It's an illusion there. So, but find your thing and do what you love and make something nice and be someone nice and just, you know, with your friends, or you or alone, whatever. Because we're never alone anyway. So, and if you are that type, that kind of artistic, creative person, again, whether it's making music or pictures or films or animations or games or whatever, writing stories, making theater plays, or and I think that, I mean, we should see that such works of art, this kind of telling of stories, it's honorable, it's beautiful, when done by, of course, honorable and beautiful people. But we can really share and inspire each other, help each other, and also make each other happy, enjoying life. Look at this beautiful picture. Listen to that song. And even when the big and the rich and the super mighty come home tired after a hard day's work, that's what they do. They listen to your music, they look at your movie, they read your book. Maybe they take friends, go to your exhibition, get some relaxation. And that's what life is for. So, all of you creative people, you have you're needed in this world, and to do your thing. And then what I'm trying to get at here, and which I kind of see in my visionary predictive mind, or actually by looking at the situation now, as someone said, because I'm drawing this graphic novel, and I saw it YouTube channel, someone talking about this, saying that, because sometimes I have friends, especially musicians, who complain, I don't make any money in my music anymore. But this man said, you know, things have never been so good for creators. In this case, storytellers, drawing comics and things, anime and manga and anime and all that. We can see from exactly that manga and anime. How you don't have to just sit and first think of what can I do that many people will like and which might give me lots of money. Because when you do your thing, even if just a small amount of the people on this planet get it, that they are with you, they are the same type, they are your tribe. You know, that is valuable to find your tribe. Then today, I mean, in those old days when I was young, it could only be done by making records or writing books and, or making films, which not everyone could do because of the technical difficulties of doing those things. And it was expensive just to produce such things, what to speak of distributing them. Today, you can do it with your phone. Or your little laptop and reach billions of people. You have a potential audience there who can, if they want to, see and hear and take in what you are putting out. That's beautiful, and they can. If they like you, if they are your fans, support you financially, different ways. But again, I wouldn't even say that the money part of it isn't a problem. It's all just a matter of doing things the right way. And this starts with doing, first of all, finding your thing in life and then doing it. And if that results in something creative, that you can show to others and want to and put it out there. And there are those, and we're trying to build something to help that, those who can help you, you can learn from, get assistance from, help each other. That's what we should do, and then we can do wonderful things. So I think when I think back on my youth and I look back my whole life, actually, this is what I'm looking at tonight. How to find your tribe there, and how important. We didn't call it that back when I was young, you know, 18, 19, 20, 22 years old, and back in the late 70s, mid-late 70s. But we were the Zappa guys and the Bowie guys and the girls, and even today still when we meet those of us from that generation, that age, the boomers, we are called now. We sometimes talk music because we identify, you know, oh, you are one of us. We are same tribe, cool. And that's beautiful. It's really nice. And you ask me, you know, I'm not the creative Vaishnava type of bhakta, self-realization people. A veggie, non-drug, sattvic living, but creative, artistic, little philosophical, you know, you find this, the people you are. And so I would say that what we should just do is get out and find your thing, do your thing, and if it's something that you can bring to us others, either communicating or feeding or whatever it is, then doing that is not just something one does for money. Because money can't buy us love and satisfaction. But if it is something we do because we love to do it, and first step of love is taken, right? And people love what we do, some will do. And we would love to meet such people and find such people who are like us. Like ourselves. So we're talking relationships, we're talking finding your friends, finding your gang, people like you. You're not alone anymore. I sat in a little town up till I was 18, and I was alone. I felt alone because there was no one really like me there. I was such an oddball. So, and there are a few of us oddballs out there. And, well, for me at least, I find the oddballs the most interesting people. Had enough of all those stereotypes. I thought I had seen worse enough when I grew up, but that's what materialistic societies does to us, I would say. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say tonight. Good night. Hare Krishna.